Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, How to Describe a Virtual Tour That Left a Lasting Impression. In recent years, virtual tours have become increasingly popular, especially due to global events limiting physical travel. This topic is gaining traction in IELTS speaking tests, reflecting its relevance in our digital age. Let's explore how to effectively describe a virtual tour that left a lasting impression, a subject that could appear in your IELTS speaking exam. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about virtual tours. Here's a sample question with a suggested answer. Question: Have you ever taken a virtual tour? Sample answer: Yes, I have. In fact, I've taken several virtual tours recently. With the pandemic restricting travel, I've found virtual tours to be a fantastic alternative to explore new places. They've allowed me to virtually visit museums, historical sites, and even natural wonders from the comfort of my home. It's been a surprisingly immersive experience, and I've learned a lot through these digital journeys. Part 2, Long Turn, Cue Card. Here's a potential cue card related to the topic. Describe a virtual tour you took that left a lasting impression. You should say, what the virtual tour was about, when you took this virtual tour, how you found out about it, and explain why it left a lasting impression on you. Sample answer, band 6-7. I'd like to talk about a virtual tour I took of the Louvre Museum in Paris. I discovered this tour on the museum's official website last year when I was researching famous artworks for a college project. The tour allowed me to explore various galleries and see high-resolution images of renowned paintings and sculptures. What impressed me most was the level of detail I could see in the artworks. I could zoom in on the Mona Lisa and see brushstrokes that I'd never be able to observe in person due to the crowds and protective glass. The tour also provided informative audio commentary, which enhanced my understanding of the art pieces and their historical context. This virtual experience left a lasting impression because it opened my eyes to the possibilities of digital exploration. It made me realize that while nothing can replace the experience of being physically present, virtual tours can offer unique advantages, like the ability to examine artworks up close without time constraints. Sample answer. I'd be delighted to share my experience of a virtual tour that profoundly impacted me. Last autumn, I embarked on a virtual journey through the ancient city of Petra in Jordan, courtesy of an immersive 3D experience offered by a renowned archaeological institute. I stumbled upon this tour while perusing an online archaeology magazine, which highlighted it as a groundbreaking digital recreation of the UNESCO World Heritage Site. Intrigued by the prospect of exploring this marvel of ancient engineering from my living room, I immediately signed up. The tour exceeded my wildest expectations. Utilizing cutting-edge VR technology, it allowed me to walk through the narrow Sikh, the natural gorge leading to the treasury, Petra's most iconic structure. The level of detail was astonishing, from the intricate carvings on the rose-red cliffs to the play of light and shadow as the sun moved across the sky. What truly set this experience apart and left an indelible impression on me was the interactive element. As I navigated through the city, holographic guides appeared, offering insights into Nabataean culture, architecture, and daily life. I could ask questions and receive real-time responses, making it feel like a personalized tour with an expert archaeologist. This virtual tour revolutionized my perception of digital experiences. It demonstrated how technology can bridge the gap between past and present, making historical sites accessible to those who may never have the opportunity to visit in person. Moreover, it highlighted the potential of virtual reality in education, offering a visceral understanding of history that textbooks alone cannot provide. In essence, this tour of Petra wasn't just a visual treat. It was an intellectual journey that deepened my appreciation for ancient civilizations and the power of modern technology to bring them to life. Follow-up questions. How did this virtual tour compare to physical tours you've taken? Do you think virtual tours will replace physical travel in the future? Sample answer, band 8-9. While this virtual tour was undeniably impressive, it's challenging to directly compare it to physical tours. The immersive technology certainly provided a unique perspective, allowing me to examine details I might miss in person due to crowds or time constraints. However, physical tours offer sensory experiences, the feel of desert wind, the echoes in ancient chambers, that virtual tours can't fully replicate yet. Regarding the future of travel, I believe virtual tours will complement rather than replace physical travel. They serve as excellent educational tools and can make sites accessible to those unable to travel due to physical, financial, or other constraints. However, the tangible connection one feels when physically present in a location is irreplaceable. Virtual tours might actually inspire more physical travel by giving people a taste of destinations they might not have considered otherwise. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Question: how do you think virtual tours might impact the tourism industry in the future? Sample answer, Band 8-9. The integration of virtual tours into the tourism industry is likely to have far-reaching implications. On one hand, these digital experiences could serve as a powerful marketing tool, giving potential travelers a tantalizing glimpse of destinations and thus stimulating interest in physical visits. This could lead to a boost in tourism for locations that effectively leverage this technology. Conversely, there's a possibility that highly sophisticated virtual tours might satiate the curiosity of some travelers, potentially reducing the influx of visitors to certain sites. This could be particularly beneficial for fragile ecosystems or historical sites that are at risk of damage from over-tourism. Moreover, virtual tours could democratize travel experiences, making them accessible to those who face barriers to physical travel, whether due to financial constraints, mobility issues, or global events like pandemics. This inclusivity could foster greater cultural understanding and appreciation on a global scale. From an economic perspective, virtual tours might create new revenue streams for the tourism industry. We might see the emergence of premium virtual experiences or subscription-based services offering access to a wide range of digital tours. However, it's crucial to note that the tourism industry will need to adapt and innovate to integrate these technologies effectively. This might involve upskilling workers, investing in new technologies, and reimagining traditional tourism models. In conclusion, while virtual tours are unlikely to wholly replace physical travel, they are poised to become an integral part of the tourism landscape, offering new opportunities and challenges that will shape the future of the industry. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores: immersive experience, mosperience, noun phrase, an experience that fully engages all senses. Example: the virtual tour provided an immersive experience of the ancient city. Groundbreaking, breake, adjective, innovative, pioneering. Example: the virtual reality technology used in the tour was truly groundbreaking. To bridge the gap, to thep, idiom, to connect two different things or groups. Example: virtual tours can bridge the gap between distant cultures and local communities. Tangible connection, nexion, noun phrase, a physical or real link or relationship. Example: while virtual tours are informative, they can't replace the tangible connection of being physically present at a site. Far-reaching implications, noun phrase, consequences that affect many people or things. Example: the rise of virtual tourism could have far-reaching implications for the travel industry. Examiner's advice: to excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing virtual tours, use a variety of descriptive language to vividly convey your experience. Incorporate relevant vocabulary related to technology and tourism. Discuss both advantages and disadvantages to demonstrate critical thinking. Share personal anecdotes to make your answers more engaging and authentic. Practice speaking about various types of virtual experiences to be prepared for different questions. Remember, the key to a high score is not just what you say, but how you say it. Aim for fluency, coherence, and a wide range of vocabulary and grammatical structures. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, you might find these resources helpful. Describe a recent virtual experience that was memorable. Describe a time when you visited a historical site. By incorporating these strategies and continuously practicing, you'll be well prepared to discuss virtual tours and related topics in your IELTS speaking test.